IGN, you're listening to Urban Radio.
Hey, this is Acid Burn from ForbiddenNinja.com.
Hi, this is Zach from MeetTheForums.com.
From Hellfix Twin from GameAdams.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is The Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Hey, greetings, good afternoon, good evening. It is Oswald here, TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. We're supposed to bring you the Urban Radio pregame show for the upcoming match, Slofatsa versus Divine Interventions. Unfortunately, that match has been delayed about an hour and 15 minutes. And unfortunately, myself and Vancilli going to be at work. We will not be able to give you live TSN coverage of that match today. It will be on GTV from what I am told. Most current information I have will probably be the clan-based GTV server. But right now, still, 40 minutes or so from what was to be the official start of the match. But as I said, that has been rescheduled. When we'll come back, we'll talk a little Beta 3. So if you want to know something that I know, you'll tune in. Tell your friends. We'll be right back.
You won't know that you've been found till I put you in the ground.
Man down!
Your team will be target practice, and for you I will not miss.
Oh, I'm in.
You will fear my aim, and you'll remember the game, Urban Terror.
PsychoServers.com is your direct source for all your online gaming needs.
Offering one-stop shopping for high-quality game server rentals, web hosting, and voice communication hosting tailored for the needs of competitive gaming. PsychoServers specialize in assisting customers to attain a fierce presence on the online gaming community. They take the hassle out of getting the things you need, leaving more time for you to stomp out the competition. PsychoServers offer custom tailored services, prices, and the support to fit your needs. They pride themselves on offering personal attention to you, the gamer, thus the online community as a whole. So just remember, www.psychoservers.com. Insane performance, crazy prices.
Insane and crazy, and that's what we try to get here on Urban Radio whenever we come back on the air. As you know, Urban Radio has been around now for just about a year and a half. It used to be a weekly show. Unfortunately, things happened, and I haven't been too excited about getting on the air and doing any Urban Radio. But with the release of Beta 3 on the horizon here, we may start bringing back the weekly Urban Radio show. It would usually take place, 1 o'clock Eastern time for probably about 2 hours. So say 11 to 1 on the West Coast and 1 to 3 on the East Coast. Not sure. We still have to see how that's going to work in with the casting schedule we have over at TSN because, as you know, we do cover more games now. That leaves less time for shows like Urban Radio. And if you happen to be around, you know, maybe you catch some of the late-night shows. We have Epileptic Gaming with DJ Wheat hanging around. We got Into Mix with the Llama King at Juno, and we also have Open Bar with TSN's Cold Shot. So just a few of the shows we have over on TSN. For those of you who want to check it out, tsncentral.com. all the information right there. Speaking of TSNCentral.com, and I got to get this out here because we are we just announced that we're going to be attending the American Esports Association LAN in Atlanta, Georgia. LAN starts October 31st through November 2nd. It's going to feature games like Half-Life's Counter-Strike, Command & Conquer Generals, and a Battlefield 1942. So go over to TSNCentral.com, check that out, and now on with the show. As I said, today we were supposed to be covering, I'm trying to pull it up here, we were supposed to be covering the Division II Bronze Final. I believe it was a Bronze Final. It is a Bronze Final. Divine Interventions going up against Slofatsa today. Unfortunately, talking to both of these guys, actually I was talking to Blaz from Slofatsa, and he tells me that a couple of their players will not be available for about an hour and 15 minutes, past the original start time, which was supposed to be here at the top of the hour. So with that said, I got to go to work. Vancilli's going to be gone, so those are really the only two Urban Terror casters we have, unless we can coerce Justice. I'm sure Justice isn't listening. Or Warwitch, you know, or Trillion. You know, we have a lot of casters here, but unfortunately, the only three that really cover this, actually, check that, make that four, myself, Vancilli, Jeff T., and Whispers. And Jeff T., I know, and Whispers, been busy with a few other things and really haven't been around to bring in any Urban Terror coverage. So that's been left to myself and Vancilli. So, unfortunately, we won't have coverage. As I said, I'm sure Lord or Drizzt Duncan will drop by Pound Urban Terror and post the GTV information, which can also be found over on clanbase.com. Just click on the Urban Terror Open Cup, and you'll see it in there. It's usually games.clanbase.com, port 40,000 for the GTV. That'll hopefully be coming up here at, hour and a half, 2 hours. So, we'll see what happens. Hey, I also want to give a quick shout-out to a buddy of mine from Germany. And you guys might be able to hear him live on the radio here very shortly. I want to give a big hello to Sly Fox. He is the German coach for the German national team here, Urban Terror. So props to him. I've really enjoyed working with him here the past couple of weeks as we get ready to bring you some pretty cool stuff coming up as these matches, the Open Cup and the Nations Cup now move into the finals. Nations Cup, we still have one match coming there. We have Portugal versus Germany, which is a rematch of last season's final, oddly enough. Portugal-Germany seated on the same side of the bracket, and they meet in the semifinals. Some have told me that this is the finals. You know how you usually get two of your best teams meeting up in the semifinal match? Well, some consider this to be the match of the Nations Cup. Portugal, very strong defending champions. Germany, a very close second, maybe even neck and neck, as they do have one of the strongest Urban Terror communities around. Germany and Portugal, two of the better countries when it comes to Urban Terror. And of course, I'm not taking anything away from the Danes or the Swedes or the Finns, or, well, we don't talk about Canada. I'm waiting for somebody's comment on Canada or France, right? We surrender. I'm just kidding. So we have that coming up. That is next week. That is the 8th of June. So that is this coming Sunday, I believe. Yeah, it is this Sunday. And we also have another match that same day. We have another Open Cup matchup, and that's actually from the Open Cup, the second league. It's going to be Blue Velvet, a clan from Portugal, taking on Execution Squad from Finland. So, again, those two matches coming up at the same time. We're working right now to try to alleviate this conflict we have between the two matches. Hopefully we can resolve that and we can bring you both the matches one after another. If not, then we'll probably have to go on air with two matches at the same time and split the community. But nonetheless, we will give you a choice as to what you want to hear. Also want to give a shout-out to my buddy Speed Freak. I know he's tuned in from Clan Speed. Another good guy in the community. Also LT1 of Clan Speed. I see Vancilli retaliating to that little Canada comment there. So I'm just going to run through some of the information here about these two clans here before I actually talk about some of what is upcoming in Beta 3. I know some of you have missed it because I did speak about this the last pregame we ran down, which I believe was, the second? Last Sunday, if I remember right. But anyway, past Monday we did have a doubleheader. We did have Sweden versus the Netherlands in Nations Cup 4 semifinal action. And that was quickly followed by XenoClan going up against House Valhalla in the Open Cup. Nations Cup started very fast, and unfortunately it went nowhere for Sweden, who really could not get things together. Netherlands came out on top, and they sent Sweden back to the home, back to the homeland of Volvo's meatballs and bikini teams. So Netherlands does move on into the finals. And oddly enough, these were the same four teams that were in the semifinals last year. Sweden, Netherlands, Germany, and Portugal. Final score of Sweden versus Netherlands. You know what? And I screwed that up, didn't I? Sweden won. God. Really, I am with it today. Believe it or not, I really am with it. 16-13 was the final score. And as I said, Sweden, not Netherlands, Sweden moves on. We did play UT Casa and UT Turnpike, so I apologize for giving out bum information here. I was trying to stall as the clan base page hadn't loaded up yet, and I had forgot about the score. So that's why I was wrong. I took a guess. I gambled. I lost. Don't gamble. Our second matchup, as I said, that featured XenoClan taking on House Valhalla. Now, House Valhalla, as I said in the pregame of that show, House Valhalla, one of the long-time, a very good standing clans in the Urban Terror community, been around since, like, pre-Beta 127. So they've been around for, 2 years? Well over 2 years. Bunch of good guys from Denmark. Unfortunately, they could not get things together. XenoClan, very impressed by XenoClan. Very strong, very fast. They came out, got out to a huge lead, like 8-0 before House Valhalla even got on the scoreboard. And they basically went on to double up House Valhalla 24-12. So those were the two matches. First match a little bit better, even though it felt like Netherlands was playing catch up for most of the match. Sweden, as I said, goes on to win that. As for today's match, Slovakia, they, as I said, come to clan base from Slovenia. Unfortunately, to be honest, I didn't know much about them as. This is really not their first Open Cup match they took arms in. They did participate in the Spring 2002 and the Fall 2002 Open Cups. At that time, I believe their tag was SLOF. So I do recall seeing it. I just never remember actually calling any of their games. But springtime was not really too kind to Slovakia, as they did play the rules a little bit differently in clan base, where it was round wins. Unfortunately, Slovakia finished 0-5, going up against clans like THC Rip, ZIK Valor, and the Rough Riders. A little tough going for them as they failed to win any of the 10 matches they played in. But luckily for them, spring turned to fall. It was a new league, and things started to change around for Slovakia as the scoring system was changed, and it was then based on round wins. So if you won the first round 10-0, it would actually be 10-0 as opposed to 1-0 because you won that match. So that helped them, and they were able to get a couple of victories there. In three preliminary matches, they finished on a high note. They defeated Clan Pin 23-7 for their first victory in clan-based competition. Their other two matches were defeats at the hands of HK and a Divine Intervention. So there's Divine Interventions once again. Excuse me. And this spring, 2003 competition, Slovakia finished with 600 points, falling only to Frankfurt Underground 18-6 on UT Docks and UT Abbeys in the third week of the season. More recently, in a match Vansilli covered here on TSN, Slovakia faced off against the Portuguese clan by the name of Blue Velvet, who was undefeated in Division II action with 700 points. Very good match. I remember listening to some of Vansilli on the call there with the Slovakas, as he likes to call him, even though it is incorrect, Vansilli, Slovakia, and they would like to be referred to that as so. They did play very determined on Casa as they continued to come back against Blue Velvet, who started fast in the first match with a 6-0 lead, and after that point, Slovakia won the next 6-7 rounds. Fortunately, they came up one short. Final score of the first round was 7-6. But really good show of skills there by Slofaca of Slovenia. In the second match, we switched a level to UT Abbey. And they were only down by one going into the second match. And as Vancilli likes to say, it's anybody's ball game, right, Vancilli? Much like the first round, there was a lot of action in some close and tense battles. But Blue Velvet was able to keep their one-point advantage and built on that in the second match. But not by much. Final score is 8-7. Slofaca would not have a chance to move on. Instead, moving into the consolation round to battle it out for a third-place finish. As for Divine Interventions, well, they're the lone participant from Belgium. And actually, the lone participant still remaining standing in the Open Cup, Division II style, as Nuts failed to make the playoffs in Division I competition. Divine did participate in the Fall 2002 Cup before being knocked out in the quarterfinals against Clan 666, the Beast, on a match you heard right here on TSN. In their group, they were undefeated. They scored a total of 300 points, defeating Slofaca, Clan Pig, and H&K. And I see Vancilli flaming me. Well, it's true, Vancilli. You say that. I'll take that back. You have not said it's anybody's ball game for a while. But still, I thought that was kind of funny. Vancilli, don't make me play that sounder. Where is it? Vancilli, you're going to make me do it, and I'm doing it right now if I can find it here, and I don't know where I saved it. Damn. Archives. There it is. This is Vancilli's how he pronounced an admin's name last time on TSN. Our admin of the match today is Totoro.
Totoro Dolatentro.
Thank you. That's for Vancilli. Is actually Totoro requested that I find that and send it to him, so I did a little editing there and found that for him and sent it to him. But that's Vancilli trying to pronounce his name. And believe me, some of you guys make fun of us, and I know I just saw it recently on a post over at gotfrag.com about TSN pronouncing individual gamers' names correctly. Now over here in North America, in the US and Canada, most of the names are pretty easy to say. I mean, just looking at the channel right now, we have, granted, not everybody in the channel in Pound Urban Terror is from the U.S., but I mean, we're looking at names like LT1, Kane, Vancilli, Conbird, Stinky Green, Desrat Bongos Naked, Beef. I mean, those are easy names, yet, you know, here, I'll switch over to one of the, you know, I'll take, oh, I don't know, you know, one of the other clans here and from, like, Portugal. And you're looking at names going, now, how the hell do I say this? Rechevicibic. That's one of the names from Slofaca that I still can't pronounce. As we were given a little sampling of that here from Blas from Slofaca.
Hello, friends. Today we're going to learn how to speak some Slovenian words, like the clan name, Slofaca, and the members, Anti, Blas, Masamune, Error, Rechevicibic, Iceman. Iceman, that's not a Slovenian word.
Rechevicibic. See, you know, I just don't have that tongue for international names. But I am trying, and Machine, unfortunately, I think you were the one who sent it to me, the pronunciationally challenged shoutcaster. And if you still have that, and if it was you, please send it back to me, because I really want that again. I cannot find it. Yes, Beef, I pronounced Coinbird as Conbird because it was spelled that way. Conbird. I'm looking at it right now. They've just changed their name to Coinbird as Conbird just left. So I know what the hell I'm doing, okay? Now, where was I? Now that I got sidetracked on pronouncing everybody's name here. I was talking about Divine Interventions, Belgian clan. They competed, they lost against the Beast, Clan 666, last season. And then in their group, they were undefeated with a total of 300 points. They did participate. They were able to put some nice offense together, scoring 19 points twice on Abbey in each of the four challenges in the Fall 2002 Open Cup. And more recently, Divine did start the Cup with a defeat at the hands of the clan they are playing tonight, Slovatsa. And we'll touch a little bit on this, as I know we're not going to cover the match, but I spent the time to write it, and I want to give up both these clans their due props, Slovatsa and a Divine Intervention. So you guys can stick with this, as we're going to come right back, finish this up, and then get into a little Beta 3 discussion. It's Oswald, this is TSN, and we'll be right back.
Server you have running on your old 28.8 lacking? Tired of hunting for an empty server that you and your friends can practice on? You ever get TK'd and think, if I was the admin, I'd make them all pay? Want to have a server that you and your team can call home? Well, look no further. ClanBank personal game servers are up for the taking at www.clanbank.com. Offering low-paying servers for the lower-budget gamer, ClanBank offers a variety of server options that cater to your little wallet that you probably just left in the washer.
Oh, crap.
ClanBank servers support games like Quake 3 Arena, Counter-Strike, Soldier of Fortune 2, Urban Terror, Return to Castle Wolfenstein, and much, much more. Visit our website at www.clanbank.com for more information on how you and your team can benefit from the luxury of your very own dependable and affordable personal server. That's www.clanbank.com. Stay tuned to TSN for this week's coupon code, and you can use it to get 20% off any ClanBank server.
And now, a f***ing public service announcement from f***ing TSN. Sometimes dealing with all you asshats causes a shoutcaster to drop occasional F-bomb, or two, or five. To put it another way, if you are offended by f***ing shit, pussy bitch, or s***, ass, damn motherfucking stupid, or f***ing bitch, then please disconnect now, because it's only going to get worse.
And it's Oswald back here, TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. And that ClanBank coupon code, if you're interested, 36BA95. That is a coupon code if you want to go over to ClanBank.com. Drop that code, drop TSN, and they will give you one sweet deal. So it's Oswald back here with you as we continue to pound through. Pound through a little Urban Radio, which really hasn't been on all that often here most recently due to a few things, few problems. But we are on today, giving a little bit of a pregame show and some information here as I continue to scroll down my five or six pages of notes. Seeing as I typed them out, you guys can listen to them, right? And if you want to get information on 3.0, then you'll listen to what I have to say about the upcoming match. Slovatsa versus Divine Interventions coming up today. About an hour and a half away from what I was just told here. Still waiting to get word from Drizzt Duncan, as he is the league admin who's going to be around here for just a bit. As Divine and Slovatsa be playing for the bronze final in the second division, 2003 Spring Open Cup. I wanted to say right here on TSN, but it's not going to be here on TSN as we can't cover it today. Anyways, back to what I was talking about. As I get comfortable here in my chair. On recent action, Divine started the cup with a defeat. As I said, they were defeated by Slovatsa. After that after that opening loss, though, Divine played very well. They went on a very good streak here, won five games, and they really piled up the points in the middle of the season. 25 points, 21, 29, twice. So some big scores there for Divine Interventions. And it usually seemed that they scored their best on Uptown, so I don't believe the levels were ever posted as to what they were going to be playing today, as I don't recall seeing it in the matchup information, but it is possible that Uptown would have been one of the matches today, and it would have, yeah, Uptown and Abbey, they did finalize them, so, you know, that's odd, because you see some of these clans that pick an obscure map, and while Village is not that obscure, it is one that gets a lot of clans because they really don't play it often. The Abjects, I believe, were one of the clans who would always take Village, and some other clans just are not accustomed to Village, don't have the tactics. Granted, it's in defense of the map, which I don't know how much of a defense I want to put up for the map. The spawn points in Village are terrible. Separated, you know, maybe around the corner of a house, and you know, match the round will be over in 30 seconds. Everybody comes out with, you know, their weapons blazing, and suddenly everybody's dead, and you're looking at a 9-0 deficit in the first 5 minutes of gameplay. So I don't really think Village is one of the best maps for clan-based competition personally, but you know what? I don't play it. I just call the action, and rest assured, Village has been updated. Much better map now, and we'll just have to see what clans think of that map. Anyways, back to what I was talking about here. In each of the 8 games that they played in this cup, they were 8-0 on Uptown, which is, see, what am I talking? Basically, their advantage. Their biggest challenge did come from Slofatsa, 6-5 in the first week of cup action, and from Execution Squad in the semifinals, 7-6. Although Divine did come out on top with victories both times. Divine was ousted from a chance to play for the cup when they were beaten by Finland's very own Execution Squad in the semifinals, in what was one of the closest Open Cup matches to date. Execution Squad won by a single marker, 12-11, sending Divine to challenge for the little yellow circle. And if you don't know what that is, well, go to clanbase.com and find out. Speaking of revenge, Divine will actually definitely be looking for that to even up the score here today against Slofatsa this season, as they have faced off in previous competitions. I already touched about it. They did lose to Slofatsa 16-10 in the opening season match. And then going back to 2002 Cup action, Divine and Slofatsa met on UT Abbey and UT Casa. And unlike the closely contested match this season, Divine really put on a display of skill. And back then, from what I copied down from the Abnett, says skill back then, meaning the best gamer who could use the spas and the sniper rifle, but they actually defeated Slofatsa 11-4 on Abbey and 8-4 on Casa, so it really wasn't even close. So that's a little bit about the match. When we come back, got a little bit of history on these two, and then we'll get into a little Beta 3 discussion. It's Oswald, this is TSN, and we'll be right back.
TSN, the Team Sportscast.
PsychoServers.com.
Alright, here's the deal, kids.
If you're looking for game server hosting with insane performances at a price that's just plain crazy,
you know, in a good kind of crazy way,
you need to pay a visit to Psycho Servers. Formerly known as Dragoon's Lair Gaming, Psycho Servers is renovating itself and bringing gamers the best possible price and performance for affordable game server hosting.
You can't afford to pass up giving these guys a look. The prices will impress you, and the game selection is great, too.
www.psychoservers.com. Go crazy.
TSN, the TT Sportscast.
Hey, and we're back. It's Oswald here. Sorry, I had to step away there. And I see you guys making all sorts of nasty little comments here about the music. You know, there is a thing out there called the RIAA. If you don't know what that is, I suggest you go read up on it. About stations like TSN and why we try to stay away from music. All this music being played today is courtesy of Mark Klim. That's Barbecue for those of you out there who don't know who he is. He is one of our level designers here for Silicon Ice Development. He's also an accomplished musician. He's had some of his music included in a previous retail-released game, such as Wacky Wheels, more recently in Urban Terror. He does all the music for Silicon Ice Development and the mod Urban Terror. You've seen the setup menu. You've heard the song, the Urban Terror theme song, which we usually play at the beginning of every show. But he does have four albums out. Most of them are gaming-type soundtracks, like the two I've been playing today. So if you don't have anything nice, you know what? Keep it to yourself. But it is Oswald. We are back here, the Urban Radio Show today, right here on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. So we've covered a little bit about the Open Cup match coming up today between Divine Interventions of Belgium, home to beer and chocolate, taking on Slovatsa from Slovenia. But you know what? I'm sure many of you have no idea where Slovenia is. Maybe if you're tuning into the match today or even tuning in right now, you can send me a private message and tell me if you actually know where Slovenia is. But actually, Slovenia, for those of you who don't know, and I speak to the geography challenged in North America, not necessarily those in Europe, but Slovenia became an independent state in 1991, believe it or not, after the collapse of Yugoslavia. Also became the 176th member of the United Nations. It's also a member of the EU. Population about 1.97 million. Mild Mediterranean climate with warm summers and cold winters to the east. Their currency is the Tolar. So there you go. There's your geography lesson for today here on TSN. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit of Urban Terror Beta 3 news. It's Oswald. This is TSN. We'll be right back.
Yes, my name is Lee Patrick, dude, and I'm trying to set up this Shoutcast station, but I don't know what to do and what to use. What's Winamp?
The Team Sportscast Network. We are not your f***ing tech support station. So stop asking us, noobs. TSN.
Hey, and it's Oswald back with you here once again. As I watch the messages roll left and right. So as I watch the messages go back and forth in the staff channel for TSN. Anyway, it's Oswald back here with you once again. And Vancilli, I don't think that was directed towards you, but if you'd like to take it that way, feel free. So we are back here, and many of you have already noticed our new little mascot, Miak. Actually, he's known as a ducket, half duck, half cat, so we call him a ducket. Courtesy of Barbecue. And the ducket goes Miak. So if you don't know what the hell I'm talking about, urbanterror.net on the nearest internet browser, and look at our little title header there, and you'll see our ducket going Miak. He is our mascot here for the next couple of weeks as we gear up for the beta 3 release of Urban Terror. That's right, Quake 3 mod. Been around since late 1999, and, you know, oddly enough, it is still going. And, you know, sometimes it's very hard to believe that the mod is still going on. So I do want to thank Jake, who I'm sure many of you have no idea who Jake was, and Crazy Butcher for rehashing that and giving it to me. Speaking of our websites, we will be having an all-new look to both the urbanterror.net and silicon-ice.com websites. That's right, all new websites. That sort of excites me, you know. Rarely do I get to make any sort of a contribution to the community, but when it comes to the websites, that gets me all excited. Although I can't really pass on any details, I have seen some working mock-ups, courtesy of a special friend of the community who has been putting a lot of time and effort into both these sites, and they look really good. I'm really pleased with how they came out, and we feel you guys will really like the new look. Very easy to navigate. Similar in terms of how it's laid out to what we have now, but really, really cleaner than originally than what we have right now. We do have many updates, and I'm sure you've been reading some of those over on UrbanTerror.net. We've been on a little bit of a posting frenzy here, starting, I believe, it was starting, when did we post that first big news poster? That was last Tuesday, I believe, May 27th. Where's UrbanTerror 27? Showed off, what, I think 12 screenshots of some of the upcoming work that we've been going through. We did post pictures of UT Crenshaw, UT Streets 2, and UT Siberia, three levels that are being included. Crenshaw and Siberia, both bomb defuse maps, as I'm sure some of you are looking forward to that game mode. We are going to that'll be actually be our next post on UrbanTerror.net. We are going to discuss bomb defuse, not necessarily how you play it, but some of the things that we're actually including is to differentiate how you play our bomb mode as opposed to, you know, another game. But pretty much, I mean, when you think bomb defuse, it is pretty much straight cut. So you guys can check that out. I'm sure many of you have seen the new skins as well. Blade Killer been working very hard, her and Miles, on the new skins. Gone are the leg and armbands, which were, well, somewhat revolutionary when we finally put it together here during the development beta 2 cycle. But those have gone away and have been replaced by all new skins. As we're trying to make skins that stand out against the backdrops of these maps. For example, the one we used in the news, you see UT Casa up there, and we have two skins. I don't remember which skins they were. They are the tag and SWAT skins, the red and blue skins. And also, with those changes comes a change in the name of the teams. Granted, you will still have a red team and a blue team, but now the server admin can actually change the name of the team to you know, whatever they want them to be. So that's another minor thing that we have updated. More recently, we just showed off the new user interface. Tom, one of the community contributors, has been doing some work on the user interface, basically staying with what Sweet Nuts had originally done to the user interface, but adding a little bit more functionality to it. When it comes to being able to run admin commands or archon commands or throw up a vote or choose your player, things like that, we've sort of added a lot of new stuff to it, and we are looking forward to that. I see Carnage and Pound UrbanTerror asking a question about, what about the blue team in water? Are you still able to see them in water? Well, you're going to be able to see anybody in water. You may not be able to pick out exactly what color they are, depending on how the water is set up. Like if you dropped into docks right now, remember you have the fog down in the water there, so it's going to be difficult to identify who it is. So obviously you're going to have to stick your crosshair over them. If your crosshair turns red, as for example mine do, then you're not going to shoot. But, you know, you'll have to try it and find out and see what happens. But the skins are basically going to be locked on a per-map basis, as we said. These will not be able to be changed by anybody. The level designer will be the one setting the skins for the map, and that, I believe, as I posted, comes in a text file that the mapper will update depending on what skins they want displayed for that map. And then more recently, we did show off pictures of the new ME Negev, the Israeli military weapon there, the light machine gun. We do have six new screenshots of it. We tried to get a video. Unfortunately, the video also included some footage from the bomb defuse mode, which really wasn't quite done at the time, so we decided to hold off on that video. But rest assured, we will be bringing you probably three or four new videos here in the upcoming week or so. If you check out the Negev, there is a rendered model there by Crazy Butcher, and then a couple of in-game shots courtesy of myself and LT1, as he was kind enough to hop in a server and help me get a couple of third-person shots there, first-person view shots of what the blue and red team look like, along with a Negev not only firing but being held. Also, do have a couple of first-person shots up there showing you firing it. And also, somebody had made mention that they see a left hand not holding basically the barrel of the Negi, but actually holding the handle on top. That is just a frame from the reload sequence, which is something that we'll have to show you in a video. It's a pretty cool reload sequence, but the guy actually lifts up the top of the weapon there and gets rid of the old belt, drops the box of ammo, sticks another box up there, puts the belt back up, closes it, plays with the handle, and then he's ready to rock and roll. So it's actually a very cool animation. But right now, as I said, I just didn't get it done, so we'll have to wait on that. Also, people keep asking us about Beta 3, wanting to know why there's only one new weapon model and no new player models. As I said, this development cycle fell somewhere between, say, Beta 2.9 and Beta 3.0. Now, if we wanted to wait longer, we could probably get a full version of Beta 3 out. But think of this as like an accelerated Beta 2.9. We had the Negev done, we had it skinned, we had it animated, and we had it in-game. So that is why this weapon is included. The P90, it is skinned, it is modeled, it's not in-game, but it is being animated. And right now, there is still some discussion on the new Remington M870. That's the small pump-action shotgun. With all the problems we're having with the SPAs, there has been talk that this might become a replacement weapon, but we're not 100% sure as what we're going to do with it. Thus, reason why we're not including it right now, because we have had a lot of issues with tweaking the shotgun for playability. If you've been around any length of time, then you know what I'm talking about. One time, you could use a thing as a sniper rifle across UT Riot and still hit somebody in the head. Other times, it just ended up too weak, even at close range, and it wasn't used. So, you know, we'll have to decide on what we're going to do with it. Right now, as I said, it is still undecided. It is finished. We do have it waiting, but right now it is not going to be included in Beta 3.0. And that brings me to another thing about Beta 3, the maps. I know we did have a bit of a discussion on the forums about some of the maps. And I believe it was either Crazy Butcher or myself, but Crazy Butcher, I think, used the map UT Swim as an example. And I guess the community took that as the map is going to be shelved like Train Yard and Hotel were. But right now, UT Swim is being updated. It's not finished. If finished, it will be included in Beta 3.0. So other than that, hopefully that'll put some of those questions to rest. As as I know, there had to be like three threads on this. You guys are getting rid of UT Swim. How can you do that? Everybody plays it. Well, let me see. Nobody plays it in Stronger Than All. Haven't seen it played in Team Warfare League all that often. Clanbase, I don't even think Clanbase knows it exists. So some of the arguments that the community has been putting up really just don't hold much credibility when it comes to UT Swim. Yeah, sure. I'm sure it's on some of the public servers, Team Survivor or Team Deathmatch. But really, the map is not played. And why is that? Because it needs to be updated. Spawn points need to be updated, textures updated, not necessarily route changes or actual physical changes to the level, which may in fact happen. I haven't looked at the new swim. I know it's being worked on by a couple of people, but change is good. Change is good, especially if we could have gotten maps like UT Train Yard updated. Unfortunately, that map was god-awful terrible when I edited it in GTK Radiant that you would basically have to rebuild it from the start, as Invis and myself have tried to do with UT Streets. Granted, he's put much more time into it than I ever did. But, even with the work I did, chances are he still rebuilt it from scratch because it was that poorly put together. Now, that's not knocking the mappers because at that time, it was QE Radiant. It was still fairly new. Many of these mappers coming over from Quake 2 where, you know, basically, you put big boxes up, slap a texture on four sides, and you call it a building. Well, nowadays, things are a little bit more technical than that. Buildings actually look like something more than just a shoebox with four textures on it. And we are continuing to see maps make huge advances in how they look and how they play. So, I think if we want to see UT Swim and some of these older maps updated and played, well, we're going to have to take it into our own hands and work on those maps to make them a little bit more popular. I mean, Revolution, an amazing map. Unfortunately, we did not have the game type for it, and the map has gone basically unused for about a year and a half since we released Beta 2.0. That, too, being updated. So those are just two of the maps that are being updated. I have seen the new UT Revolution, that too being worked on by about two or three people in Silicon Ice Development in the community, and we will look forward to giving you some more updates to that. But right now, it's sort of hard to give you any sort of verbal commitment as to what's going to be included and what's not. Looking at the test site right now, we probably have something like 20, 25 maps that are being tested. And a lot of maps. It was even said that we actually bit off more than we could chew when it comes to map development, because 25 maps. Now, I know we had sort of talked about what we were going to be including in terms of maps. As I type a link here in Pound Urban Tear. I know we had mentioned that we were actually going to release maps based on game type. So TS, TDM, we're going to have a set of maps. Capture the Flag, we're going to have a set of maps. And the new Bomb Defuse mode was going to have a set of maps. And we'd also release another group that we sort of just lumped together as miscellaneous, or I guess popular. We did that when we released those three map packs. But that would roughly give us, 20 maps for the community to dig through, which I think is more than we have now. So, smile, Oswald. People want me to smile. The webcam is up and running. I actually have both webcams running. Swoned.com/cam.htm if you want to check it out. I don't do anything. I just sit here and work. Just sit here. So, those are the maps we have coming, and once we have finalized the list, we will bring that to you over on urbanterror.net. Yes, Beef, that's right. That is one big mic, and I like my big mic. What else do I have to share on Beta 3.0 as I go through my notes here? Basilisk, the Sid Teabagger, has been working on the server... servers.urbanterror.net. I know we tried to get that up before, and actually before Baz came on board, it was known as Terror Strike. I'm sure some of you might remember that, but we have changed it. It is basically our master server run off by our web hosting company. You can find it at servers.urbanterror.net. It's still in testing, so if you want to test it out, feel free to go to http://servers.urbanterror.net. I believe that is the IP address. And you can check it out. It's pretty cool. It goes a little bit beyond what the in-game browser is, but not nearly as much as, say, All-Seeing Eye or GameSpy if you use either of those. Can't speak for the Linux or the Macintosh version, XQF, or Only Mortal. So you can check that out. Lacking in Big Mike. What, you don't like the Big Mike? I dig my mic. Woot! I like my Big Mike. It sounds good. Okay, moving on. That's servers.urbanterror.net. And the channel that Basilisk had is now down. But look for that on the news page here as soon as we are finished with that feature for Beta 3.0. I did touch on the video we're making for the Negev. We're also going to probably have a video of Bomb Defuse mode and maybe some tours of a couple of the maps coming up. Like I said, some of them aren't finished, so we sort of have to wait. I know you guys want teasers. We are working on them, and they are coming. I mean, we've been kind enough to give you probably the most news you've seen in, close to 6 months. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, we've had updates just about every other day here on the website. UI, maps, players, weapons, and coming next, Bomb Defuse mode right here. UrbanTerror.net. Let me pull my notes back up here. We talked about Basilisk, our favorite teabagger. And now it's basically up to you. If there's any questions you'd like me to answer, feel free to send me a private message. You can find me in Pound Urban Terror on ETG. I am listed as on-air TSN Oswald. Also over on the GamesNet and Pound TSN as on-air TSN Oswald. Going to take another break here. Going to play a little bit more of those MIDI tunes there from Barbecue that I dig. If you don't like them, I'm sorry. I'll be back in about 2.5 minutes. This is Oswald. This is TSN. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. The following is a paid public service announcement from the Parents Against Elite Hackers Foundation.
Billy and I used to play. Yeah, we used to play a lot. Because Billy was my friend. And one day, Billy and I were playing. Billy was shot through a wall.
Please, don't let lead hackers affect your life. If you know or are someone that needs help, please do the right thing.
And it's Oswald back with you here, TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. We do have a lot more Urban Terror coming up when we resume our casting duties here. Van Silly and I will be back on the air on Sunday as I go in search of my memos here. There they are. Starting Sunday, we will have two matches coming up. We will have the Division II Open Cup Final featuring Blue Velvet taking on Execution Squad. That same day, we'll also have a Nations Cup semifinal match, Germany versus Portugal. Monday, it is the Open Cup Division I final, the Powerpuff Girls taking on a Tricky Clan. So Portugal representing very well this year in both Nations Cup and Open Cup. As I said last week, 11 clans they have in Open Cup action this year in both Division I and Division II. I don't think any other country even comes close to putting that many clans together. And again, very impressed by the support from Portugal. And I know I say it a lot, but pretty impressive nonetheless. That's why I'm like idling in every Portuguese channel over on QuakeNet. I'm idling in Team Portugal. I'm idling in Tricky Clan. Who else? I guess I'm not in them all. I thought I was. Blue Velvet. So, anyways, you know, I'm amazed you guys have absolutely no questions. You know, the moment I get off air, I know I'm going to be hit with all these PMs. When's Beta 3 coming out? Well, what can you tell me about this? Well, what can you tell me about that? And Animal, please, don't PM me. I don't want to talk to you. You just spam in our forums. That's all you do. So if that is not it, I'm going to check in here at Drizzt Dunk and see if he is around. The admin, one of the admins over at Clan Base, is we have welcomed him back numerous times here. Drizzt Dunk back in the saddle over at clanbase.com for Urban Terror. Some of the other features, you know, I know everybody wants us to talk about what weapons have been updated. Well, all the weapons have been updated. All the weapons have been updated, but as Jim mentioned in the forums, Jim, one of the WAC gamers, Clan WAC, I believe it is, but, you know, we go through two or three builds a week sometimes, and not necessarily a jump from, like, not like a jump from version 29 to version 30, but I'm talking, like, version 38 to 30B to 30C. I mean, those types of changes. Now, granted, it may not all deal with weapons, but it's changes nonetheless. And, you know, that's one reason why we have decided to be somewhat quiet. And I know some of the QA testers have dropped information here and there, maybe unintentionally, on the weapons. I guess the only really reputable people are the development team, but I know some of the QA testers have a good feel for the weapons and are able to distinguish the changes. Personally, I probably wouldn't be able to tell the difference between a 2.6A version of the LR300 and the 3.0 version, just because I don't play enough. I'm not that accustomed to minor changes like that. But those of you who put in like 40 hours a week like this were a job, then I'm sure you could probably tell a big difference. Mentor, God, you know what? I would love to come to Denmark. I've already told you that. Denmark would be pretty cool. But unlike Sweden, you don't have a bikini team, you don't drive Volvos, and you don't have meatballs. Well, what do you have? You got beer. You got Chip. Tell Chip I say hi, by the way, Mentor, too. So, we got Fumla. Fumla wanted to know something about Harry Back. Sorry, Fumla. And yes, I'm sure I am pronouncing your name still incorrectly. The mini-map, I told you, you were not the PM me animal. Your feelings, yeah, I really hurt your feelings. Mr. Spammer Elite over on Pound, over on the forums now. Canada would be cool, Ondine, but you know what? Actually, I can't even say that because I've never been to Canada. Canada's not like a vacation, though. That's like living in San Diego and going to Mexico, going to Tijuana. I mean, that is not a vacation. That's not a trip. Unless you live in Toronto, and then I'll be more than happy to come visit you. So if you live in Toronto, feel free to send me a private message. I'm on that plane tomorrow. the mini-map. What do you want to know about the mini-map? It is still implemented in a 3.0. The mini-map has a few feature updates to it. For example, the bomb defuse mode, you will be able to see the bomb spots. There are two in every map. You will be able to see the bomb spots pulsating on the mini-map now. So that has been a change. The mini-map is now... You're now able to position on Dean. See, yet again, a pronunciationally challenged shoutcaster. That is myself. Yeah, if you like SARS, great. Nah, you know, I had my fair share of SARS. I think I'll pass today. The mini-map, as I said, the pulsating bomb spots. And, you know, I don't know if those show up. I don't think those show up on any of the screenshots we have taken yet. They don't. Again, that'll be one of those things that we show to you when we talk about Bomb Diffuse, which is going to be the next update on UrbanTerror.net. I'll probably work on some of it tonight at work. So, you know, you guys might see that here in the next couple of days, as I'm sure you can all wait 2 days for another update. Oh, see you later. You got kicked. Well, that's about going to do it then. Remember, we do have a match coming up here in just about 1 hour. It's going to be Divine Interventions taking on Slow Fatsa. Third place Division II matchup, the bronze match. Good. I get a little laugh. Nice. Thank you, Ondine. Ondine. You know, one of these days I will get all the names right. You know, I make this offer to anybody. If I say your name wrong, feel free to send me an MP3 of you saying your name. I'll be more than happy to get the names correct. You know, I got another one here that I'm trying to find from the Portuguese, and it's pretty damn funny. You know, there I go. I go back to the Portuguese. I already played that one, and I can't find it. I thought it was called Test MP3. Ah, there it is. Okay, here is... Seeing as I'm so hot, that's not right. With, never mind. Just, here's another MP3.
1, 2, 3, test. Hello, Oswald. Send a hug to you from Creepy. I'm going to say the pronounce of the three nicks of Natrak. Not Natrak. Okay, I'm going to say it. Natrak. Mantorras e and Revi. Okay, see you later.
Okay, see you later. So see, there's an example of an MP3 I was sent by Portugal in order to get their names right. And granted, I probably won't get them right when I start the cast anyways, but nonetheless, it was it's just fun. As I'm sitting here continuing to get a few questions. Beef has a question here. He says, I believe it's a mapper's choice. Yes, it is. If you're talking about how the mini-map is going to look, yes. Well, if you look at the mini-map over on UrbanTerror.net right now of UT Streets, granted that is an old mini-map. The map is actually not that big. But you do see it as different shades of green there. For those who might have seen screenshots of, for example, UT Village 2, now Wu has gone in there and Wu has actually changed those, so it actually looks like the map. He's gone up, basically gone into a dev mode, and took a shot looking straight down, so you can actually look at the mini map and be able to pick out references on the map. So personally, I like the green. I think it looks easier on the eyes. Beef. Your name is Beef. Boofy? Yeah, Boofy. What are you, French now? Anyway. I do want to give one last quick shout-out to 223 Hot Lips, talking to her. Have a good day there, Hot Lips, and we will talk to you later. And if there are no more questions, that is going to do it here for this one-hour edition of Urban Radio. It's Oswald here. We're going to step away, come back, finish up the show. We'll be right back here on TSN.
TSN, the team sportscast.
A competitive clan without a home server is kind of like selling a Rolex out of the back of a rusty van. Sure, it might be the real thing, but more than likely it's a hunk of crap. Please, head over to www.psychoservers.com and check out the craziest prices anywhere for game server hosting. No matter what your game, Psycho Servers has you covered. So get off your ass and get your clan a place to call home.
Welcome back, not included. Insane performances, plain crazy prices. This ad brought to you by Psycho Servers. www.psychoservers.com.
Well, it's Oswald back here with you, TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. We do have a lot of Urban Terror left to play here in Clan Base in both the Open Cup and Nations Cup. Hopefully you'll join us here for those upcoming matches this Sunday and Monday. And Animal, if you have to ask what the Forum Nazi is, I think you can ask anybody in a pound of Urban Terror and they'll tell you who the Forum Nazi is and how he got his name. It's a reference back to a Seinfeld episode about the Soup Nazi. Do you know who the Soup Nazi is, or are you too young for the Soup Nazi? So, yeah. I got somebody here asking me, do people still play Quake 3, and what is Urban Terror? yeah, people still play Quake 3, believe it or not. You ever hear of WAN's Sanity? You ain't on QNET. Yes, I actually am. Yes, I am. Believe it or not, I am on QuakeNet, somewhere that I used to never go. That was like the evil channel, but no longer. So what? Anyway, that is going to do it today. I do want to thank everybody who has tuned in to listen to my blabbering, my jabbering, and my continuous running of the mouth here. Hopefully we told you something you did not know about Urban Terror Beta 3, which will be released on someday, very shortly. We don't have a date yet. Actually, we do have a date, but you know what? We can't share it with you because we're not ready to give it up. And now our cool exit music. A little Herb Alpert. This is Oswald. This is TSN. I do want to thank everybody for tuning in. We'll see you next time. I'm out. Now I get all these comments about, hey, this was a great show, I loved it, why don't you do this more often, and you know what, see, now this gets me excited, I want to do this some more, so you guys may see a show this Friday. I'll talk to you later. So spread the word.